AK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel today voting to abolish its recommendation for the COVID-19 vaccine, meaning it's now everybody's personal choice to take the shot. HHS Secretary RFK Jr. still has to sign off on the panel's recommendations. The Senate voted down a House resolution that would have kept the government running past the end of the September budget deadline. President Trump this afternoon.
You could very well end up with a closed country for a period of time.
Democrats have their own version of a resolution that would preserve Affordable Care Act benefits. Sources tell us that U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Eric Siebert, told call workers today intends to resign. President Trump in the Oval Office today saying, I want him out. This after Siebert's office said they were unable to find incriminating evidence of mortgage fraud against New York Attorney General Letitia James. Three Russian fighter jets accused of violating Estonia's airspace. NATO scrambling jets to intercept today. This is ABC News. French President Emmanuel Macron climbed the steps to the belfry of Notre Dame, officially reopening the north and south towers of the historic cathedral. It's been more than 6 years since a fire nearly destroyed that cathedral. American Airlines has been ordered to pay more than $9 million to a passenger who suffered a mini stroke before an international flight.
According to evidence presented during a six-day trial, Jesus Plasencia was aboard a Miami to Madrid flight when his wife noticed that he couldn't hold his phone and was speaking gibberish, classic signs of a transient ischemic attack, or TIA. He quickly recovered while the plane was still at the gate, and the crew decided to press on with the flight. Plasencia then suffered a massive stroke over the Atlantic Ocean. A federal jury has ruled that American Airlines should pay him $9.6 million. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Hyundai Motor Group confirms it's going forward with expanding its Georgia plant. This 1 week after an immigration raid delayed the startup of an electric vehicle battery plant at the site. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers head to Cleveland tomorrow to play the Browns Sunday at noon. Now, yesterday, Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury and had to undergo testing. Head coach Matt LaFleur at today's press conference on what happened to their leading tight end.
He was practicing and got hurt. So it's unfortunate. It is what it is. I don't think it'll be long term. So that's a positive.
Is IR a possibility?
I don't believe so.
College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, upper 50s. High tomorrow in the low 70s. Partly sunny Sunday, maybe a stray shower, high mid-70s. Drier and pleasant weather into much of next week. Currently at 68.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we get to know one candidate for Secretary of State, another for the state Senate District number 17. All coming up. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is so great to have you here on this beautiful, amazing Friday night here in the state of Wisconsin. We are barreling through a show here about to kick off Act Two. Stuart J. Waddles is my guest at the moment. We'll be back to Stuart in just a minute. He's going to take a Dolly Parton quiz that Conrad and I teamed up to make. It's all multiple choice, so he has a fighter's chance, and it doesn't sound like he needs one because he's a big Dolly Parton fan. We're talking about Dolly Parton with Stuart. And then it is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 with new music and a winning personality. Hey, do you know anyone more pleasant than Terry Barr?
I don't think so.
No. Even your mom?
Well,
Paula?
She
used to pack your lunch, for God's sakes. Pick the right answer.
My mom's a great lady.
She's a wonderful person. Our question of the night is, what is in your sack lunch? It is National something. What is it? Lunch Day? Or something? I forgot. I only used it for the question.
National Pack Your Lunch
pack
Day?
Pack Your Lunch. Love Your Lunch.
Love Your Lunch Day. Do you see what other day it is, by the way?
Oh, it's Talk Like a... Go ahead.
Arg.
Yeah, I know it's National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Just
it's also
the deck during
it's
the
also it's like Work Until 4 Day.
Okay.
And I said, not Nightlight.
No.
We don't celebrate the national holiday, okay?
And a lot of people probably work till 4. I'm not staying that late. Edward in the 414 says, Vegemite, Branson's pickle, and a plowman sandwich. Then again, I'm Scottish. Thank you, Edward, from the 414. I haven't heard the term Vegemite sandwich since the Men at Work song, Down Under. And I've heard it's not an appealing-looking sandwich. I've never tried one. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, he's in the 608, says, I got a rock. A little Charlie Brown action there. Thank you, Tyler. We'll get back to some more of your texts, too. We got some, we just got some new ones. In fact, Melissa had a great one. Make a note of that one. She had a good idea. All right, we're going to get back to our guest, Stuart J. Waddles. He covers news for Southeast Wisconsin here on at Civic Media. He doesn't just cover news. You're the news director. You can boss the news around, Stuart. That's what I get out of that.
Yeah, the wide-ranging department.
Do you get to see Don Rosen on a daily basis?
No, I don't want to. What?
I was just going to say, do you get to see Don Rosen on a daily basis?
Not on a daily basis, but I see Don every day.
Okay.
I mean, he's on a different kind of part of I see Don.
Okay.
Sometimes he's in a different room where we actually don't, you know.
Oh, you don't interact.
Paths, but
sure.
Sometimes I see him through a window, you know.
What about
on the way out though?
Rich LoCascio.
Yeah, I like
you
Rich.
See Rich.
I turned him on to you. I set you guys up because he was he's a wrestling guy.
Yeah, no, and I know you like him. I just didn't know if your paths crossed on a daily basis or not.
Yeah, cross paths with him. Got a sales guy in there that I worked at a previous radio station with, Steve Salzman.
Okay.
Bloody good rep.
Nice. You know? Oh, it sounds like things are really cooking down there in Racine.
They are, yeah.
And Rich LoCascio, do you know he does? Or do we have that wrestling thing, Con? Can you find that?
Yeah, I mean, I have it right now. If you want me,
let's
play.
Hear the Pine Tree Mahler one. This is Rich LoCascio.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rich LoCascio. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwava. I would like to introduce to you the Pine Tree Mahler from Marinette, Wisconsin. He is Pete Schwava!
I have the chills.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't have the Intercontinental Championship. I mean, that kind of intro right there. Get you pumped up.
My wrestling talent ends right there, though. I think I could take Rich. I'm not trying to start anything. He'll be here on Wednesday. Maybe we can just have a little wrestling.
I could set up a ring.
Would that be weird?
I could set up a ring.
Looks like
back
you
there,
got some room behind you there.
Why don't you guys both shut up? I'm not wrestling Rich. Yeah. All right. So, Stuart, we have a Dolly Parton. You're obviously a big fan. You know more than Dolly Parton, than anybody I've ever met, certainly. But let's do this quiz. This is going to be a fun quiz. It's multiple choice. Again, not that you need it. You seem very well-versed in the career of Dolly Parton. But we're going to do this quiz. Conrad, you got the sound effects ready? It's just, okay. What if he doesn't get it right, though? You're just going to do that? Okay. You talk like a pirate.
Arg.
That's what we'll do. Stu, if you don't get one, Conrad has to, Conrad has to say that. Okay. So here we go. Our Nightlight Dolly Parton quiz, collaborative effort between Conrad and myself and ChatGPT. And we're going to give that to, I know you can't say that. We're going to give that to Stuart Waddles right now. Here we go. Question number nine. What the hell is that? All right, hold on. Question number one.
We start at one.
Here we go. In which movie did Dolly Parton sing "I Will Always Love You" to Burt Reynolds while he was in the bathtub? Was it A, 9 to 5, B, Rhinestone, C, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, or D, Steel Magnolias?
Steel Magnolias. No, that's Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
There we go.
That's ending the album right there.
I kind of knew that would, you know, after what we led up to for the news. All right. That's an easy one, just to get you started.
Yeah.
Number two. What movie did Dolly Parton star in with Dabney Coleman, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda? Was it A, Steel Magnolias? Conrad's got hooked up on Steve. B, 9 to 5, C, Rhinestone, or D, Straight Talk?
Yeah, that's 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Dabney Coleman, what a fun name. That's a fun name to say. It's a fun name to think about. That guy was good.
I have to admit, I totally forgot about Straight Talk.
Yeah?
Did you
see
it?
I saw Straight Talk. I remember seeing Rhinestone, too. She was in a movie with Sly
Stallone. Yeah. Fine actor. He's the opposite of Dolly Parton, in my opinion. But all right, number three. What is the full name of Dolly Parton's husband who recently passed away? Is it A, Charles Dean Smith, B, Carl Thomas Dean, C, Thomas Carl Parton, or D, Carl Dean Johnson?
Yeah, Carl Dean. That's Carl Dean.
Carl Dean.
D. How about we go D? It was Carl Dean Thomas, right? No,
Conrad. How do
Carl
we?
Carl Thomas Dean.
We don't even have
no,
the
right. No, it's B.
She called him Carl Dean.
Oh, Carl Thomas Dean. Okay, there. I didn't think we had the right answer.
You said it wrong. I blame ChatGPT.
Carl Dean. Yeah, he was her. He was her CD. Okay, here we go. Number four. What is the? And he got that right. He's 3 for 3. Stuart J. Waddles is crushing our Dolly Parton quiz. It gets harder as we go on. Here we go.
Okay.
What is the name of Dolly Parton's theme park? Theme park in Tennessee. Is it A, Dollywood, B, Smoky Mountain Wood?
D? You're saying these all wrong. A was Dolly Land.
I thought Smoky Mountain Wood would have sounded better than World. Because, you know, it's like a, you know. All right. C, Dollywood, or D, Parton Park.
It should be Parton Park, but I'm going to go C. Lock it in.
Dollywood, baby. All right, four for four. Were you really?
Before it was Dollywood, she bought it. It was an existing amusement park called Silver Dollar City. But Dolly bought in the early 80s, and they rebranded.
Oh, wow.
And it's Dollywood now and Dollywood forever.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay.
Yeah.
I read that because I'm very sophomoric, and I wrote a script later where the guy's last name was Longwood, so I had to work. We've got a stream comment from Sydney Politics says, "Jesus, I thought you were doing this because Dolly passed away." LOL. She's still good.
I don't want to do that to anybody.
Sydney,
I apologize.
No, we could take a quiz. It doesn't have to be a death. I mean, come on. Thank you for the comment.
Celebrate Dolly?
Right. Celebrate her while she's alive. Exactly. Number five. What year did Dollywood open its doors? A, 2025. B, 1946. C, 1986. Or D, 2001.
It's going to be 86. But as I said prior, Silver Dollar City existed, I believe. In
okay.
81, 82. They started carving up that mountain in Pigeon Forge.
Fantastic. I love it. Number six. Stewart is 5 for 5, by the way, for those of you scoring at home, and I'm sure you all are. In the film Steel Magnolias, what was Dolly Parton's profession? Was it A, nurse, B, chef, C, salon owner, D, librarian, or F, welder?
Ooh, an F. No, she owned the salon.
Oh, very well done. Do these get harder, Conrad? Because I feel like...
They are getting a little bit harder.
Stewart does have kids. He probably wants to. Okay. Number seven. Dolly Parton starred opposite Sylvester Stallone in which 1984 comedy? A, Urban Cowboy. B, Rhinestone. C, Country Strong. Or D, The Singing Stallion?
Yeah, it's Rhinestone.
Yes.
I like The Singing Stallion, though. That's, I might have seen that one once.
That's on my list.
Wasn't that... Sylvester Stallone before he became a big movie star? Was that the one it was
He's
called?
He's the Italian Stallion.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
He was in a
movie about
it. It was an adult film, right? He was in an...
But he wasn't... He didn't do sex. He was just like the guy in the background who was naked.
Yeah, he's standing back here. I'm going to watch.
I have such a love-hate relationship with Sylvester Stallone. Rocky, it's just phenomenal. Rambo, the first two, really fun. But man, has he done some junk. And he's hard to watch sometimes.
Cobra? You a big Cobra fan? Right. Yeah.
Was that the one where he had the match in his mouth? He always kept the match
Cobra
in his mouth.
Cobra and Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. Was he in that one too?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was garbage.
Copland was good, though. He was good in Copland.
Yeah, Copland was good. Yeah, but Rocky, it gives him the card to do whatever he wants. He made all those
Correct.
Rocky movies.
He kind of opened with a showstopper, which is probably not very smart, but hey. What are you going to do? You don't know that at the time. All right, back to our Dolly Parton quiz. Stewart is 7 for 7, by the way, and this quiz shows no sign of let up in sight for me or Conrad. Number eight, in Rhinestone, what is Dolly's character trying to teach Sylvester Stallone's character to do? A, ride a horse. B, cook Southern food. B, or C, be a country singer. Or D, open a bar.
I think it's C, but it's been a while since I've seen that one, yeah.
Oh, God, even the one he hasn't seen in a while, he crushes.
Yeah.
All right, number nine. Stewart is 8 for 8. This is embarrassing, Conrad. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I blame ChatGPT, okay?
You know what? I noticed these answers aren't as funny because ChatGPT is not funny. You used to put outlandish stuff on here. We're done with ChatGPT.
I got to make the questions myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, here we go. Number nine. What is the name of the character Dolly played in Straight Talk 1992? Was it A, Daisy Lou, B, Shirley West, C, Shirley Kenyon, D, Maggie Bell?
I think this is going to be the first loss. I'm just going to say A, but I'm not confident in it.
Stewart.
Arg.
Charlie out. It was C, Shirley Kenyon. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Can't win them all, huh?
No, you're doing great. You're embarrassing us.
No questions about Kenny, huh? No, what I thought when I was a kid. I thought Kenny and Dolly were married.
Hold on a second. I know we do have a kid. Yeah, okay. Let's just jump right to that one.
All right.
Number 13, if you will. Dolly Parton co-starred with Kenny Rogers on which famous duet? A, You Light Up My Life. B, The Dance. C, Islands in the Stream. D, Endless Love.
It's Islands in the Stream.
Yes.
But they also do a great Christmas song, Christmas to Remember. They did a Christmas special in like the early 80s.
And
you can pull that up on YouTube. That's a seasonal thing in our household.
Nice. I forgot all about that one. And I need some new Christmas material. All right. We got to squeeze a couple. The quiz was only 13. So that was the last question. Let's bounce back here.
That's about, it's about 7 more than I thought it should be. there's a lot of questions there.
Well, you're just so entertaining. We just thought we would prolong this. It's Friday. Give us a break. Number 11. What was the name of Dolly Parton's first country hit single? A, Jolene. B, Coat of Many Colors. C, Dumb Blonde. D, Here You Come Again.
I think Jolene came before Coat of Many Colors, but I'm not 100%. But I'm going to say, let's go Jolene. Let's lock it in.
Arg.
Oh. Arr.
The pirate voice means.
Order Money Colors came in first. Huh?
Since you embarrassed us so much, we're going to end it on that note, Stuart. You just crushed the quiz. Dude, always fun. Keep up the great work. Outstanding to see you, buddy.
Good seeing you, too.
All right. That's Stuart J. Wiles. See you, Connie. You got it, buddy. Check out his work if you're down in Southeast Wisconsin on WRJN, and he does great work. We are coming right back to read your text. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Things went right. It doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt and Air on Air.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping in
chess. Listen to you laugh.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. They didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on this Friday. Conrad Krieger working the board. We are in the throes of Act Two here. That was fun talking to Stuart Waddle. He is always great to have on the show. Let's get through some of these texts. Our question of the night, folks. It's a good one. It's National Love Your Lunch Day. So the question is, what's in your sack lunch? You can go back to childhood. You can tell us what you bring to work now. There are no right or wrong answers. Jim from Appleton, he's in the 920. He says, I was a Packers fan all through the 70s and 80s. We had such memorable quarterbacks like Jerry, Randy Wright, John Hale, Scott Carpenter, the best one. And still my favorite was Lynn Dickey. Where did this come from? Was that when we were talking about the Packers?
Yeah. You know,
because it was so long. Am I that far behind on text? I mean,
Jim was, you know, through the bad Packer years too.
So yeah, he was.
He's a Packers fan.
Well, he just said his favorite is Lynn Dickey. I mean, that poor guy.
I mean, that's just a cool name.
It is. It's not as good as John Longwood. thank you, Jim. Monica from Mount Horeb says, took to the office Monday, cantaloupe, tomatoes, and green peppers, all from my garden. Oh man, that sounds good. And cheese and crackers. Not from my garden. You don't grow cheese and crackers in your garden, Monica?
I think you need a special plant.
I thought you had a green thumb. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Monica. I'm the 608. Jim from Appleton again. My sack lunch all through school. And the first 10 years of work was 2 slices of big bologna.
It's just a funny word.
You know, I...
Bologna.
That's what it should.
I know.
It's, you know, I like that.
One slice of cheese and Miracle Whip, an apple, and a can of RC Cola. That is old school, baby. I can't stand Big Bologna anymore. Big Bologna anymore. I still like apples and RC Cola, though. That's awesome, Jim. Thank you. John from Madison says, good evening, Peter and Conrad. Love you guys. Thanks for the great shows every night. Oh, well, thank you, John. Outstanding to hear that. I got the chills, Conrad. Yeah, I just got a chill.
I felt it too.
Grab my shawl out of the car.
Okay.
John also says Mannix and Beretta are both great. Are both a great revisit. I don't think I could do Beretta just because he turned out, Robert Blake turned out to be such a creep, and I live 3 blocks from the restaurant where he shot his wife in the car. That was so weird, but I do remember watching Beretta and I did like it. Mannix, on the other hand, all over that, buddy. John says, How I Met is a must-watch for humans.
I agree.
He limits it to humans, though. I don't know what to make of that.
I don't know. I think dogs would like it, too.
Mark from Prairie du Sac says, 9 to 5. Yeah. Little Dolly talk there. Love it, Mark. Thank you. Melissa from Willie Street in Madison says, Hi, guys. Just a suggestion here. I love this con. You should do a push notification for the question of the night on the app. Can we do that?
I'll get my tools.
Do you have push capabilities? You've been working
maybe,
out.
Maybe if I get my tools.
All right. Get the tools. I think there's a slide rule over there. If whatever. Just let's do that. That's a great suggestion. Thank you, Melissa. John, Melissa's other half. I won't say better half. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. I don't know. Best pack lunch. Mom's PB&J and Scooby thermos of chicken noodle soup. Wow. John's mom loved them. 2 chocolate milks and a cup of fruit cocktail, obviously. I don't know if that's obvious, John, but yeah, all right.
How are you feeling about fruit cocktails?
I mean, it's not as healthy as fruit, but I'll eat it. It's probably better than a Little Debbie snack cake.
The sugar is, you know, it could replicate a Little Debbie snack cake.
Yeah, no, well, that's probably true. John says, 70s pack lunch was amazing because moms were so competitive. Oh, that's interesting. Dave, who is usually on the stream, but texting us old school tonight, says butter bread with government cheese.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, baby. The butter bread? I'll take that.
You know, I used to like butter bread, but now it has to be toasted for me.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's butter on. In fact, it's disgusting.
If it's toasted and there's some butter on it, then I'm like, you know what? It's good. Yeah,
even if you're at a fish fry, it's kind of gross. That's the only place I get that.
I forgot. I love rye bread, so I don't agree with that. And onions on it. The rye bread with the butter and the onions, dynamite.
Okay. All right, before we bring our pal Terry Barr on, because it is a Barr Band Friday night, folks, we are going to play a clip that I think is really funny. This comedian Gary Goldman, he's the guy, and we'll play this one night on this show. He does the state abbreviation bit, which is maybe the funniest bit I've ever heard, but it's like 5 minutes long. But tonight, here's a little taste of Gary Goldman.
Millennials, they're just much more accepting of each other. They feel safe around each other, accepting. They're accepting of non-conforming gender roles and identities. And I grew up at a time the definition of manhood was so narrow. You were either Clint Eastwood or you were Richard Simmons. There was nothing in between. There were no Paul Rudds. No kind-eyed Mark Ruffalo's. You had to be so hard.
Mark Ruffalo. I love it.
That's a Boston thing. He's right, though. I remember that thinking, you know, I liked when there was a little bit less testosterone in the world. It lasted a little while. Now it's back to craziness. But, like, where I grew up, my neighborhood where we grew up, if you got hot or overheated in the summer, you did not wear shorts. That meant you were soft. You wore blue jeans, and if you got hot, you took your shirt off, your T-shirt, and you tucked it in your back pocket. So we looked like numbskulls walking around with no shirt and pants. And when I moved to Wisconsin, Conrad, I'm not kidding. Everybody, like, they were kind of ahead of the time. People wore shorts. I was like, this is not too bad.
I mean, I wear shorts in the winter, so.
I know you do.
Maybe I'm
you got
like,
longs on maybe, tonight, though.
Maybe
what's,
I'm
what's plenty, going on there?
You know.
Laundry day?
I got this package.
Pause.
I ordered this, one of my favorite brands, Fabletics. I ordered and they said it was going to be here next Thursday.
Okay.
But it showed up today.
So you were excited to wear it. I thought maybe you didn't have shorts on hand.
You know, it also could be laundry day, but I was excited.
Bottom line, Connor, it's wearing pants, which is always a good thing. We are coming right back with Terry Barr. It is a Barr Band Friday night, folks. Stay with us. Half hour to go, and then we are officially at the weekend. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be with you. I really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my love.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel today voting to abolish its recommendation for the COVID-19 vaccine, meaning it's now everybody's personal choice to take the shot. HHS Secretary RFK Jr. still has to sign off on the panel's recommendations. The Senate voted down a House resolution that would have kept the government running past the end of the September budget deadline. President Trump this afternoon.
You could very well end up with a closed country for a period of time.
Democrats have their own version of a resolution that would preserve Affordable Care Act benefits. Sources tell us that U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Eric Siebert, told co-workers today intends to resign. President Trump in the Oval Office today saying, I want him out. This after Siebert's office said they were unable to find incriminating evidence of mortgage fraud against New York Attorney General Letitia James. Three Russian fighter jets accused of violating Estonia's airspace. NATO scrambling jets to intercept today. This is ABC News.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers head to Cleveland tomorrow to play the Browns Sunday at noon. Now, yesterday, Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury and had to undergo testing. Head coach Matt LaFleur at today's press conference on what happened to their leading tight end.
He was practicing and got hurt. So it's unfortunate. It is what it is. I don't think it'll be long term. So that's a positive.
Is IR a possibility?
I don't believe so.
College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Newman's daughter, Nell, has some nice things to say about her father's bond with Robert Redford, who passed away earlier this week, saying what her dad loved about Redford was that he was a philanthropist, but he didn't seek a lot of attention for being a philanthropist. She also shared that Redford is the one who inspired Newman to become more charitable and more of an environmentalist. Paul Newman said years ago, Bob was ahead of the game. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen the documentary Long Shot on Netflix, check it out. It's only 45 minutes long and tells the story of a Los Angeles man wrongfully accused of murder who has trouble proving his alibi, which was being at a Dodger game. The story is heartfelt, but also makes one realize how easy it is for someone to be accused and how difficult it can be to prove your innocence. The best thing about the film is a certain TV star who comes to the man's aid. The film is riveting and a total feel-good. Check out Long Shot on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, upper 50s. High tomorrow in the low 70s. Partly sunny Sunday, maybe a stray shower, high mid-70s. Drier and pleasant weather into much of next week. Currently, it's 66.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this non-stop overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. If you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Bar Band Friday night. And that means every Friday, just about every Friday, our pal Terry Barr joins us with new music, fun conversation, and it's just an all-around swell time, even though I can't. Conrad, the screen is out again.
Oh, no.
You need the tools. I cannot see Terry.
The tools.
I don't know what to do. Terry, can you see me?
I can hear
okay.
you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all we need, right? It's radio, for God's sakes. How are you tonight?
I am good, Pete. How are you and Conrad?
Doing very well. And I'll speak for Conrad because I know he's doing well because I can see him through the glass. I wish I could see you, but I'm sure you're doing well. Are you at home tonight? Are you at a show? What's happening?
No, this fine evening, I'm happy to be at home. And when you and I are done, I think I'm going to take a peek at that Brewers game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You did hear Mike Clemens last night because you texted. Or you dropped us a stream comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when Mike is on any of our shows, guys were really fun.
He's just a great guy. I love Mike.
He is. Isn't he the best?
Oh, he doesn't even cover my team.
His stories
and I still love him.
Behind the scenes are so interesting.
Oh, how about that one about Pat Murphy? I love that story.
Oh, my gosh.
He is so much fun. All right. So, Terry, I have to ask you, do you have a sack lunch? Do you remember what you brought to school, or what do you bring to work like nowadays? Because that's our question of the night. It's National Love Your Lunch Day.
Good one.
Yeah.
So. You will laugh. When I was a kid, we were not allowed to take the sack lunch. We had to eat hot lunch.
Oh, that's not too bad though, is it?
You know. But when my grandmother would stay with us, if my parents were away, she would let us take a sack lunch because we thought that was really cool.
You know what?
So what did we have? I think it was often my grandmother's peanut butter and jelly, but she was a big baker. So we'd always have like these really great cookies or bars or something that we could take with us. And that's when the other kids were jealous of what we were having.
Isn't that great when the other kids are jealous of you?
Of your sack lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, honest to God, when I was a kid, my best friend in the neighborhood was this Italian kid, big Italian family, and his mom used to make these meals were incredible. And that's all she did all day was cook. And my mom would make like tuna noodle casserole. You know, she had five kids in 6 years. She just put anything out there to feed us. And it was fine, but I was always a little envious of the other kids.
And if they had their windows open next to you in the home next to you, I bet you could smell that coming out of the kitchen.
Absolutely. It smelled amazing.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
And the worst thing was, and it was kind of this way at school too, we never got soda. Like my mom, you know, my friend, they would always have like Pepsi bottles on the table and we never got to have soda. So
no, we had to have milk.
Yeah.
But sometimes with the hot lunch, you would drink your milk. And if you hated what you had for hot lunch, you would put some of it in the milk carton and throw it away.
Well, that's great. We had hot lunch.
I didn't want to get caught with that on my plate and get in trouble.
Exactly. When I moved to Wisconsin, I went to Marinette Catholic Central High School. They had a hot lunch there and it was in the gym. And I remember the public school saying, oh, we have a choice. It's like pasta or a burger or tacos, like all this stuff. And we had to kind of eat what was served to us. And they used to serve us like something called hot dish, which I didn't know. I was like, what? That's not even a food. What is hot dish?
Yeah.
And it's like casserole.
And apart, you still can't figure out what it is. Oh,
right,
but we would always call them the lunch ladies. What are the lunch lunch ladies doing right now?
I don't know. They were awesome. I did love the lunch ladies, but the meals.
It's fun to talk about now.
Totally. Hey, this is great. All right. We are, I feel like I told Conrad, this is my first full week in like 3 weeks because of circumstances. So it's great to have you here. Let's jump into some music. Who should we talk about first, Terry?
Let's start with Taylor.
Okay.
Only because he's one of those musicians where he's been around a really long time, but he's been, again, we've had a couple of these where we've talked about the voice kind of went quiet for a while.
Right.
Now he has some new music out again, and we're going to hear it right here.
All right, let's hear Taylor. Am I saying it? Is it Sherrick?
Yeah, exactly. He's Taylor from Sherrick. The Madison area, and this is his brand new song, and it's called Out to Play.
Love it.
Clouds start to clear and it's all that we can think about. The sun's coming out and now the time to play is almost here. Isolating feels like fading deep into a hole. Feeling energy I haven't felt in ages. Because we all were trapped inside our dirty cages. Now I'm coming out to play, now we're coming out to play. I wake up one day and open up my eyes. I can't believe what I see, I crack a smile. I wake up one day and see this hand die. Now I'm coming out to play, now we're coming out to play. It's so good to be reunited with love again. Here's to all the loved ones, to call my family and my friends. Celebrating, feeling the rays of light that hit my soul. A feeling energy I haven't felt in ages. Because we all were trapped inside a dirty cage. Coming out to play, now we're coming out to play. I wake up one day and open up my eyes. I can't believe what I see, I crack a smile. I wake up one day and see this hate die. Now I'm coming out to play, now we're coming out to play.
Song that was great,
isn't
Terry
it great? And it's like starting over fresh.
I want to say maybe I've either heard him on Max Inc. Radio before, or you've talked about him here. I know I've heard him before. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. Well, and his band is his family, which I think is amazing. And they don't play out a lot. Hmm. They've been quiet for a little while. If you want to hear an entire show, though, with Taylor, they were recently on Max Inc. Radio with us.
Oh,
so you
nice.
Can catch the podcast. Yeah.
Go to civicmedia.us, Max Inc. Radio, and check it out. Yeah, he's great. I love him. And I saw that in
the
his bio.
Voice.
He performs with his uncle. His uncle is like the drummer or bass player or something like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, yes. And then his dad will join him on lead guitar very often. So that little guitar you heard, that's his dad.
That's really cool. He also has, I found this, he has a cover band called the Foo Foo Dolls.
Yes, that is right.
Yeah.
And they're, yes, total cover band. They do a lot of 90s. And I'm wondering now that we're talking about him, I think this project, the Foo Foo Dolls, even though it's covers, I think that's pulled him away more from the family band, which
oh,
is,
really?
You know, what do? You're getting booked as the Foo Foo Dolls, you do it, right?
Yeah.
And if you're not getting booked as much with your original music, but I'm so happy that we can share it with you.
It's surprising too, because his original music is really good, but you're right. You get paid. I mean, if they're throwing money at you, it's tough not to get, and especially 90s music right now is so huge. It's like the 70s when we were growing up, or the 60s.
Right.
You know, so. let's do, all right. So your next artist is Adam Gruhl. Am I saying that right?
You are.
Love this guy. He's got many different bands, Terry. I'll just, his music, he's part of a progressive bluegrass band called Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. Love that.
Yep.
He also has a band called the Space Burritos and the High Hawks. Tell us about Adam Gruhl.
This guy is amazing. And I interviewed him, I want to say maybe a year ago. And he's from central Wisconsin. He is over in the Driftless now because he loves to fish. And his two favorite things are fishing and music. And when I interviewed him, he said, Terry, I have got it all now. My life is wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
I do the two things I love the most.
That is really, I mean, you could do a lot
fabulous.
Worse.
That's all. It's our goal, right?
Yeah.
To find that.
Absolutely. Why don't we play his song now and let it take us to the break, and then we'll wrap up and say a couple things about couple great things about Adam Gruhl. Does that sound good, Terry?
Sounds great. One thing, if people have seen Charlie Barron's, Adam opens as a solo artist for Charlie Barron's when Charlie is out doing his comedy.
Oh, that's so interesting, because you don't hear that. Usually it's the comedian first.
Right?
I mean, that's kind of an interesting choice. Where is he based out of, Terry?
He is now in the Driftless area.
Oh,
so
right.
That's like
okay.
The Viroqua area. Yeah, of southwest Wisconsin.
Has he been on Max Inc. Radio?
He was on as an interview with me, and he played live on both ends of our interview during the pandemic. And then did another interview with him about a year ago. But he is so busy with all of these bands, and he travels all over the place. We have not been able to get him settled down, should I say, on a Saturday night to join us.
What about, does he have a show coming up that we know? Here's what we'll do. We're going to do a quick break,
because
we kind of ran short on time. And I have no screen. I can't see time. Conrad's just flashing me fingers, and I can't tell if he's being obscene or actually telling me what
time. Be careful, Conrad.
So we'll do this. We'll do a quick break. We'll come back and listen to Adam Gruhl, and we'll wrap up with our pal Terry Barr on a bar band.
Woo-hoo!
Friday night is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back.
Someone's living for their love. Someone's living for their love.
As Wisconsin as cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The WLAK Go for the Green and Gold text win contest is powered by Amory Chevrolet. Lifetime warranty, trusted service, hometown values. Amory Chevrolet, where people matter most.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, "What's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now."
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. How cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examinations? Hey, that's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Conrad, it is almost the weekend. Terry Barr is here. This is the way you kick off a weekend, folks. I feel bad for all of you that you don't get to take Terry Barr, who helps us launch into the weekend every week. Terry Barr is here. It's a Barr Band Friday night. We were talking about the artist, Adam Gruhl. And anything else you need to tell us before we hear this song? I love this. Progressive Blue.
I want everybody to put this on their calendar, and it means you got to move fast because Adam and his band, the Space Burritos, headlining the Friends of Rapids Music Festival tomorrow.
Oh, no way.
Robinson Rapids. Nice. Robinson Park starts at noon, goes to 9 p.m., and it's free. Music all day, including a polka band.
For those prices, you can't afford not to go. That is outstanding. All right, here is our second feature of the night here on Barr Band Friday Night, Adam Gruhl.
I hope the muskie and the sweet northern lights shine in your bedroom and wake you up at night. I hope the band's still playing when it's bar time. And I hope that you know not all lyrics need to rhyme. I hope there's still dollar beers when my nephew's 21. I hope there's still cold water in the cedar run. I hope it don't get so low that you don't give a damn about the falls, falling leaves, or the loving holding hands. And I wish I could take your pain away, throw it up to the sky like a clay pit, blast it on its way. Wish I could take your pain away. Sometimes it's hard to say how I'm gonna make it through the day. Wish I could take your pain away. I hope prayers run wild past the winter freeze. I hope tomorrow forever can stay right where it needs. I hope the road that you live on always keeps you in mind. And I hope that when you sleep, you wonder and you wind. I hope that all your old friends still feel brand new. And I hope you know that loving love you right back too. I wish you all my best. Keep on wishing on, and know that your wishes never really are all gone. Wish I could take your pain away, throw it up to the sky like a clay pigeon, blast it on its way. Wish I could take your pain away. Sometimes it's hard to say how we're gonna make it through the day. Wish I could take your pain away.
Was Take Your Pain Away by Adam Gruhl. Compliments of Terry Barr. Great song.
Isn't that wonderful?
He's got a great voice.
He's got such a good voice.
Yeah.
And I love the line where he says, you can learn that songs don't all have to rhyme.
That is outstanding, Terry. Batting 1,000, as always. Thank you for bringing us this music every week. It's just so much fun to talk to you and to hear new tunes. It's outstanding. Thank you.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me on the show with you and allowing me to bring this music to everybody.
Always. Enjoy your weekend at home.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Everybody out there, have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend. That's Terry Barr. Folks, listen to Max Inc. Radio if you're in the Madison area tomorrow from 6 to 9, or go to the app and you can play it there too if you're out of radio range. It is such a great show, an award-winning show. Terry is an award-winning host on Max Inc., and she's got a slew of awards. Always fun to have Terry on the show. Monday night, folks, I'll be in Madison with two in-studio guests, Conrad. Eric Jellin.
Yeah.
From the Mascot Theory will be there. Terry introduced us to Eric. He's coming in on Tuesday. He's got two songs he's going to play for us. And then Jim Healy from UW Cinematheque and the Wisconsin Film Festival. Jim and I are going to do a deep dive into all things movies. It'll be a lot of fun in Madison on Monday night. Are we doing I can't see anything. How are we doing?
You know, we got one.
We got 1 minute?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make the best of it.
All right. Sounds
we'll
good.
Play your clip. We'll play that clip on Monday.
Did. Sounds good.
All right. My thanks to Stuart Waddles. Always fun to talk to Stuart and Terry Barr. Thank you for all your texts and calls and helping us make our Friday that much more lovely. It's been a lot of fun here on Nightlight tonight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba. Have a great weekend. Good night, Wisconsin.
Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. U.S. Attorney Eric Seibert with the Eastern District of Virginia has resigned. That according to an email obtained by ABC News, and this after President Trump today said,
yeah, I want him out, yeah.
Trump pushing for a mortgage fraud indictment against Letitia James from New York. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Found no evidence to go forward with the prosecution, declined to do so, and now we are told that he will be fired. ABC News has learned that the president intends to put somebody else in the U.S. Attorney's office who will more aggressively prosecute the New York Attorney General.
The CDC vaccine advisory panel today voting to abolish its recommendation for the COVID-19 vaccine, but also deciding not to require a prescription to get it. Ground stops lifted after Dallas closed both its major airports. Communications issues affecting controllers at Dallas-Fort Worth and Love Field. The FAA blaming local telephone company equipment issues. This is ABC News.